Tonight, a story that's been touching hearts nationwide. CBS Philadelphia hosted a telethon yesterday in memory of a young girl to help in the fight against pediatric cancer.
I've got a number.
Okay, let's do it.
I've got a number. Let's see here. Oh, my. That's nice. Are you ready?
Yeah.
How about a human drum roll? Everybody go. Okay, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all. Right now, and our phones will stay open until after, I guess, our 11 o'clock news. But right now, 7,310,219. How about that?
FCS Nation, it's that time of the year again. Personally, my favorite time of the year, where we bring on our honorary captains of the week, of course, presented by Northwestern Mutual and Alex's Lemonade Stand. This is somebody who I'm a huge fan of, and I can't be thankful enough for what he's done, not only for us, but the fight against childhood cancer. I'm bringing on the managing partner at the Sioux Falls branch, Northwestern Mutual, Chris Schenkel. Chris spearheads the fight against childhood cancer that FCS Nation and Northwestern Mutual and Alex's Lemonade Stand collaborate on. Chris, thank you so much for giving the show some time this week.
Thank you. I really appreciate you having me on. I'm happy to be back.
Yeah, we're just getting started. Liz Scott, the co-director of the foundation, and Chris, they lead the way here. They're kicking the season off. Chris, it's September. Let's talk about Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. First of all, it couldn't be placed in a better part of the year with football right here, but this is why we did what we did, right? Talk about how important that is to you guys at NM, obviously Alex's Lemonade Stand, and now for the audience listening, FCS football as a whole.
Yeah, well, it's very exciting. And to have this every year, it's our second year to have this kickoff, have FCS football, all football kickoff, kicking off September. And then Childhood Cancer Awareness Month is such a big deal. So it's great to get this going again, to really just engage with fans and to engage with people that want to make impact. This has been special. And Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, as we know, it's just a time to raise awareness. We want to honor the people that are undergoing treatment and survivors that are struggling with effects, late effects of treatment. There are just so many effects on family, financially, physically, for each kid going through it. So what a great month. If you don't know much about childhood cancer, this podcast, every week we're going to be talking about it. Yep. We're going to be creating impact, driving impact. We're going to be fighting childhood cancer every day. And that's very exciting. So tune in and keep listening, and we'll keep teaching.
So let's talk about how we're going to fight specifically, right? Our partnership and what we bring to the ears and the eyes of our audience listening right now and watching football each and every weekend. Kind of give them, for those who are maybe new to the show, for those who are maybe unaware of what we do and how powerful it is, kind of give people the lay of the land and what we are trying to accomplish, what we accomplished last year, and the things that we have planned a la goals for 2024.
Yeah, so ultimately, we have created a challenge for a football player from FCS football player from individual schools to represent Northwestern Mutual as our honorary captain in the fight against childhood cancer. So each athlete is going to compete till the end of the year. So we go up to the national championship game and announce it there. Same thing we did last year. They're going to compete. There's an overall champion, Aiden Ballman from USD. The South Dakota Coyotes won it last year, put a ton of work and heart into it, and he raised the most money, and that's the ultimate goal. Last year, we raised $45,000. And Stone, you know that you're behind the scenes on this. Some people know, but we put this together late August, mid to late August on a whim, and really drove this thing home and got it off the ground. And it was super exciting. We raised over $45,000 last year. And this year, we're going to blow that out of the water. We're off the ground. We're in the air. It's time to roll. We're going to crack a quarter million. We have 12 different schools involved with athletes, and it's so exciting. And we know that we can make major impact. At Northwestern Mutual, we've been doing this. We've been partnered with Alex's Lemonade Stand since 2012. We've raised over $60 million. So we've donated over $60 million to Alex's Lemonade Stand, which is unbelievable. And that's all over the country. So we've been doing a lot of work. We've been doing a lot of work in South Dakota and Northwest Iowa as well, impacting our local community since then. Now we have an opportunity to create even more and add to that total and add more funding, and very, very exciting.
Yeah, the fact that you guys have been able to parlay that with sport at the FCS level, where so many dominant athletes, high caliber athletes at that from all over the country are able to participate in this. I'm sure it was something that maybe years ago you had a thought about, but for us to put the plan in action, it's been a sight to see. Chris, you mentioned 12 teams this year, right? We haven't formally announced it. We were waiting for the man, Chris Schenkel, to announce it. So let's go down the list of those 12 schools who we have on board right now. So for those fans out there, their ears are going to perk up like, oh, I'm involved in this and I didn't have the opportunity last year. So let's go down that list.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to announce the players as well right out of the gate, but we will get there. The way this works, each player's got to sign and got to go through compliance and all that. So we work on that week to week, make sure we're doing everything correctly in the way we should. So here are the 12 teams that are going to compete. I'm going to start with the teams that were in it last year. We have a couple athletes that I can talk about. They're ours, which is very exciting. And they're back because they were in it last year. So I'm going to start with the USD Coyotes. Aiden Ballman, our champion, again, did such a great job and such a great leader. He's going to join us again. Actually, after meeting us, we didn't know Aiden. Aiden didn't know us. But after meeting us, being a part of this, Aiden became a financial college financial rep, an intern of ours, and worked a lot with us over the summer. Had an amazing summer, now back at it in football. So we're really happy to have him back. And then the South Dakota State Jackrabbits are back in it. We have Mark Gronowski back. He's been partnered with us for several years, not just in this, but he's been a judge for us in Alex Lemonade Stand costume contest where we
Yeah.
did a 5K in Sioux Falls. Such a great young man and such a great leader. And he's been a huge part of this and was happily ready to come back and raise money and wants to win it. So that's great. And I don't think Aiden's going to want to give it up either. So all these other schools, everybody really competed. This was close last year, and we're going to raise way more money this year. So here's the rest of the crew coming in. So we also have the rest of the Dakotas, North Dakota State and UND. So University of North Dakota and North Dakota State are coming in. They'll be back again from last year and competing. Eastern Washington is back again. Southeastern Louisiana is also back, along with Illinois State. So some amazing schools. We had amazing athletes, some new ones coming in this year because people graduate and transfer. So we're very excited. Now I'm going to get into the new schools joining. And so we have some powerhouses here as
Let's
well.
go.
All right, so we are adding Richmond. Richmond's going to be a great addition. Very excited about that. The next one, boy, their fans are probably hurting a little bit, but Central Arkansas.
Ooh.
That was pretty tough this weekend, but man, they are amazing people down there.
Oh,
And
yeah.
we've had a pleasure working with all these schools and the NM lead, Northwestern Mutual leaders there, and they've been a pleasure to work with. So Central Arkansas is coming in. We have Furman because we need to represent Kevin's mom. So Furman is making their way into the program and joining the fight, which I'm very excited there. And then you're going to love these next two schools, Stone. But we have the Citadel coming in. So we got to honor Kevin too, right? So we have the Citadel coming in. He's wanted that from day one. And we also have Southern Illinois, the Salukis coming in. Your
Say it
squad
again. Sorry,
will
you
be
kind of
joining
broke up
us.
there, but you didn't. But let me hear it one more time.
The Southern Illinois Salukis. Am I supposed to say that with an S or the Illinois? Is it silent or?
Wow. I'm gonna make sure that goes in here, Chris. Southern Illinois. It's a bad look. It's Illinois. And even I
I
know
did
that.
say Illinois and I asked the question, though. I did say it right. If you play it
Oh,
back, I
okay,
mean,
you
at least I
got
didn't say
it
Coyotes 16 times.
right. Well played. Chris, seriously, I'm so excited that Southern Illinois is involved in this. I feel bad for everybody else participating because they're not really going to have a chance. Aiden Bauman obviously looking to defend his title. Kevin's really confident that he can get the cadets going and the fans down there in South Carolina for the Bulldogs. He thinks that he's the favorite going into this, but I have other plans. And I think that those two schools being added to this just kind of add, I don't know, fuel to the fire. And I'm really excited. And Chris, you also talked about there being success stories from the list of schools and the athletes that came with and were a part of this initiative last year. If you want to touch on that a little bit, because I think it's important that we talk about one of the things that you guys do best, and that's Northwestern Mutual's internship program. It is your guys' bread and and butter. You guys hang your hat on it. Some of the statistics and I guess history that it goes back on. So if you want to talk about some of the athletes we had on board last year that are now a part of your team, I suppose.
Well, we've been doing the internships since 1967. So Northwestern Mutual has been in this game a long time. It's one of our secret sauces of finding amazing leaders and amazing people to join our organization and just get people to know Northwestern Mutual at a young age. So we've been doing this. We've had over 52,000 interns since that time, which is quite amazing. So that's a lot of impact. So last year, if you remember, two of our honorary captains, I mentioned Aiden, so two other honorary captains were Quentin Hicks and Brian Williams. And they didn't come in and talk about their business. A lot of this for us is not only creating impact, but getting introduced to more student athletes, not only football players, but it leads to women's soccer players and women's basketball players and men's track runners and you name it. We get in front of a lot of people and student athletes are great. They're regimented. They're great for our business. And there's a lot of leaders there. So Quentin, Brian, Aiden were all those people, but specifically Quentin Hicks and Brian Williams, they were part of our fight. They also did our internship last year. So they learned how to grow a business in the financial planning world. They also had an opportunity to run that business. They weren't getting me coffee. They weren't making copies. They had an opportunity to really help and impact people in this world. And then they moved home. So they went to South Dakota State. They started this. They fell in love with it, understood the impact they're making and the business they were really starting to build. Brian moved home to Tallahassee. Quentin, who I just saw at the Oklahoma State SDSU game this weekend and hung out, he moved down to Wichita and they're starting their businesses full-time after graduation.
Wow.
Quentin, I think, is up next week into South Dakota working. So it's awesome because we get to see them and they get to come back and make impact back here again as well. So it's really cool to see that because we get introduced to amazing people and they get an opportunity to learn more about Northwestern Mutual, learn more about what our business is. And it's very attractive for a lot of people. It's not for everybody. So it's a great opportunity just as an intern to really get a feel for what it is and figure out, you know, what I want to do that with my future. So it's been huge for them, huge for us. And those guys are such great examples. And again, Aiden's story, we didn't know him. Found Northwestern Mutual, really liked the people, really liked what we do for people, wanted to try that out. You know, some of these people were mentioning, and we start naming all these athletes. They could be in the NFL one day,
yep.
But you need secondary skills. And this is a great opportunity for some.
I oftentimes on the show, alongside my co-host Kevin, talk about life after football. And we give Northwestern Mutual their flowers and we give Alex Lemonade Stand and all together this fight against childhood cancer. What you're doing essentially for fans listening, an athlete at your school is planning his future because of this partnership and because they have an opportunity to be in that building, see if it fits for them, or just plain and simply learn about it. So I think that's something that comes off the back of the partnership, but also is front and center in this partnership. So super cool stuff, your guys' internship program. We're going to talk about it at length each and every week when we bring on another honorary captain of the week. Having a chat now with Chris Shankle, managing partner, Sioux Falls, Northwestern Mutual. Chris is, like I mentioned plenty of times before, but for those just jumping in right now, he is the one spearheading this entire thing. Chris, I want to go back about how this all started, just to give people a little bit of context, and then next we'll go to how they can contribute and how they can get involved. But as far as how this started and why this came about, just to kind of clarify to the audience out there why they should get involved and how damn cool this really is.
It's actually pretty complex. A lot of years of ideas that just, when Kevin reached out, it was an aha moment. The magnet or glue of all those ideas is what we needed. And that's why it happened so fast. But what we've been trying to do is create a competition around. There are different competitions for Alex Lemonade Stand for Northwestern Mutual that we do nationally, just internally. For all the offices for Northwestern Mutual. But I thought this isn't a corporate initiative of this FCS nation. This came from me with all these ideas and with Kevin calling me and then just an epiphany of, wow, what if I could reach out to 12 different leaders around the country with Northwestern Mutual because we happen to know each other well. And I know most of them are very, very big FCS fans. That's the thing. Every time I talk to them about it, like, exactly. I'm in. Alex Lemonade Stand, FCS football, I'm in. And we get a drive impact in our internship, it's amazing. So when you guys came along, it created the glue. It gives us the opportunity to talk about it every week.
The platform.
It's a platform.
One of the biggest FCS platforms in the entire country right here, FCS Nation.
Exactly. And the managing partners came together. Next week, you'll have Avril Habits on. She's a very good friend of mine, managing partner in New Orleans, representing Southeastern Louisiana. She'll do a way better job probably on here as she did last year. But again, week to week, we get to bring in a leader. We get to talk about how it's lemonade stand, Northwestern Mutual. So really what the idea came about was, what if leaders brought you guys athletes to come in, talk a little football, ask them to be our honorary captain in our fight against childhood cancer. And each one of them, every single one of the athletes, and you've seen this last year, they're off the charts excited. Like, their parents are excited. This is something of real impact. They get to be that honorary captain. They get to put it on the back of their player card other than a stat. It's unbelievable.
Chris, I want to inject into that point the fact that these aren't just normal athletes on these rosters. We're handpicking some of the best, not only on the field, but off the field. Like, all around, these are athletes' names that you're going to see for years to come down the road. They're not pick them off the roster.
Correct. We are specifically looking for leaders. And that is very, very important. Not only on the field, but off the field, and people that can drive, that can be that magnet themselves, drive community, people that are, you know, have younger players following them, that are a leader on campus doing the right things. It's just, we put a lot of work into that. Those are the behind the scene things that nobody ever sees. And you and Kevin do. We put a lot of time into it.
Yes, we do.
So anyways, back to that, we tied, you know, each athlete. You guys like the idea of us coming on and them coming on and onto the FCS Nation podcast and radio show. And that's been exciting to do. And now, like, you tie, we're always trying to drive impact. We've been working with Alex Lemonade Stand a long time, and we get to multiply it. Like, I like multiplying, right? Not just creating, but multiplying. Just like going from 45 grand to 250. I remember when I told you that, you're like, what? And here we are. We're going to do it. It's going to happen. Right. So we get an opportunity to grow our internship. We do get an opportunity to market in our local communities. We get an opportunity, which I saw drastically. You can easily see it, just the community involvement and the buy-in. And I already started getting messages coming into the end of the summer and people asking, are you going to do this again? Are you going to do this again?
Trust me, so have we. Chris, we told you ad nauseum. Yes, we have as
well.
That's
the impact we want. That's what Childhood Cancer Awareness Month is all about. It's that awareness. And it's unbelievable, because when you start at having people ask again, we know we're making that impact. And
exactly.
It's unbelievable. So we're excited. It was a whim idea, pitched it to you guys. Here we are. The best part is we've done it for a year now. Yeah. Last year was a lot of work as we invented the whole thing. You know, we had to take an idea and make it take flight. We're up and rolling. So we're in a good spot.
We're up and rolling. Yeah, that's an understatement, Chris. Let's wrap this thing up by talking about how fans can get involved. Let's talk about the competitive aspect to the fight against childhood cancer that we've collaborated on. Kind of give them three-step process on how they're going to play a role in this whole thing, fans of athletes and fans of teams around the country, and how they can essentially raise the money.
So you can go to FCS Nation Radio, and we have a link to Alex Lemonade Stand. We're working on current links to each athlete. So if you say that I'm a Furman graduate and I want to make sure the Furman player wins this thing, each athlete is going to have their own portal. You're going to have an ability to click on the Furman athlete and donate X amount and choose to do that. You can spread this, you know, we're going to be on social media. You're going to see a lot of it's for your local school, whatever athlete you choose. So you have an opportunity there to spread that and create awareness. Also have the opportunity to do the Lemon Top Challenge. So the Lemon Top Challenge, Northwestern Mutual Foundation, for every person that takes a picture, you can't have 15 people in a picture. You can, but they're going to donate for one. So each individual post, you can tag Northwestern Mutual and Alex's Lemonade Stand. And when you do that, we will donate, Northwestern Mutual Foundation will donate $10 to Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation. And that was a big driver last year. It's so simple to take a picture. I remember tailgating last year at games, and I could see lemons at different tailgate spots. Again, you know, you're making impact. So those are the main ways. So you can go online. And the cool part is, Stone, we've created standings. So the Alex Lemonade Stand ranking. Foundation page will have standings. So we're all competitive, right? That's why we turned this into a competition. And if I see my players down, I'm going to want to push him up the rankings. And so that's pretty cool. You can rally behind your team, your player, and really drive it home.
Chris, $250,000. We doing it?
We're doing it.
We're calling out FCS Nation right now. $250,000. $45,000 last year. Let's quadruple it. $250,000. Chris, I mean, seriously, man, I can't thank you enough, not only for your time, but for what you mean to this entire thing. And this is year two, and we're just getting started.
Thank you. I'm really, really excited to be part of this. And thank you for having me on.
Talk soon.